Okay, so I want to talk about the nature of this yichud. The first question I want to address is whether or not the iser of yichud is fundamentally an iser that is coming to be monea ma'isabia here and now. We're worried that if the man and woman are in the same room, they might be nichshol right now in the iser of biyasura. Or is it more broad? Maybe we're concerned that maybe in the future this particular person might be nichshol. It's more like kirav alarayas. Not that we're worried, that they're going to be nichshol right now, but it's just something that's inappropriate. One extreme would say that it's nothing to do with chashash bia. It's just inherently inappropriate. It's ra'atmi. It's independent, inherent iser. If you want to be less extreme, you could say connected to Bia, but it's not that we're concerned they're going to be nichshol right now. Maybe we're concerned maybe in the future they'll be nichshol. Maybe the guy will be nichshol with a different woman. It's just something that's not a Torah-dic thing to do, to be miyache with another woman. So, if you look at the first source, the Rambam says, Asu tzchadim erva, camping with Yaakov within erva, vin zkena vin yalda, shir dover zek gorim l'kal zerva. Dover zek gorim l'kal zerva, yesh lachor, is dover zek gorim right now, pergilu erva? Or is it in a more broad sense? So here, on one side, chashash bia achshav, we're worried that chashash yichud will be nichshol. Or, the opposite extreme is it's known as iser atzmi, it's inherent iser. It's atzma'i, it's both independent and atzmi, it's inherent and independent. That Torah thinks, or Chazal think, the yichud is problematic. Not because we're worried they're going to be nichshol mamish in iser bia, but just inherently it's inappropriate. And in the middle, it's more, I think, connected to the iser atzmi, that it's a chashash bia ba'atid. It's a future chashash bia. Maybe not even with this particular woman. Maybe it's once you in Yaakov's arayas, you might be nichshol in the future with a different woman or with this woman, etc. So, I didn't put it on the sheet, but just for the record, the Ovos Rav Nosson, Beis, quotes the pasuk of Sikrivu L'Galus Erva, which usually refers to in the Rambam, the Isra of Chibuk and Nishuk of Arayas, and he says the Isra of Yichud is connected with Sikrivu L'Galus Erva. And likewise, the Chinuch includes the Isra of Yichud in that lav of Sikrivu L'Galus Erva, which is a bit odd because it's not Chibuk, it's not Nishuk, it's just Yichud. So you can probably pull in both directions, because it really happens. Is the sikrvu sometimes gzera not to be right now, or is the sikrvu just an inherently problematic act? And then depending on how you're saying the you could potentially bring this right for either side. So like I said, we have a hakira here. Why is yichud aser? Are we concerned that the man and the woman in this room, are going to be nichshol right now, or is it an inherently problematic act, irrespective of what happens here? Or is it, inherently problematic because we're worried in the future might come to bring to Isuribia? So I want to expose the Nafkamina to this question. If you look at the first Nafkamina, very halacha l'maisa question, is there an Isur Yichud with a very old man who can't be miskasha? Or is there an Isur Yichud with a person who is ill and the doctors say that he can't be miskasha? So this is the debate in the Achronim, the Sefer HaMakna, Tafayim Peis, says explicitly that the Isra of Yichud applies even to a Chola who can't be Miskasha. Lo matzino hatur Yichud afilo b'chola. But Rav Moshe, as a famous Tshuva and Ibn Ezer, Chelak Dal at Simin Samachay, there he has a number of short Tshuvas, Binyana Yichud. So in Os Yud, he discusses this question of an old man. Uvza tezokin v'chola sh'nispatul kol chosav v'shech lovol ide kishun. Says, if we would really know that he can't be miskasha, then he'd be matir. But you can never really know, because maybe the guy will suddenly have a great taiva, and even though he's 90 years old, maybe he'll be able to miskasha. But he says, and if the person is also ill, the doctors say that there's no way that he could achieve a kishui. Because of his illness. So Ramosha argues with Machna. Ramosha says that there's a heter of yichud, a situation where it's clear, he thinks an old man is necessary, but a sick old man might be clear. If it's clear, there's no possibility for a bia, so he says it's a heter of yichud.
So how is emotional learning the Isser? Is it an Atzmi or is it a Chashpia right now?
Chashpia.
Right, so Moshe is saying that it's a question of Chashpia. If there's no Chashpia, it's Motiv. If you say it's an Atzmi or it's a future, I mean, get this little complicated, this facade of the future. Maybe the Rofim can find a curious Machla. Depending how you look at it. But let's say it's an Atzmi, so you say it's Aser. The Machla is, now, you could say it's Aser for two reasons. You could say it's Aser, you didn't look plug. Right? Maybe it's not plug. Alternatively, you might say it's also it's or answer, it's inherently problematic and exactly than their erva, irrespective of the possibility that they're going to actually be neutral in an iser bia.
What is the idea? Why is it an iser after?
It seems like it's just not appropriate to be to be in a situation. You know, again, it's going to be hard to dissociate totally from the possibility of bia. That's why I have this side. You know, maybe it's just, you know, it's pasnit because it might lead you to do other various things. This side is like it's inherently problematic. It's inherently problematic. Another nafkamina is the question of Baila Be'ir. We know the Gemara Kedushin Pe'alef tells us that Baila Be'ir ain choshim shum yichud. Rashi there is mechadesh that even though that there's still an iser b'davar, the pashas of the gemara is a heter gomor that you're allowed to be zayachin b'zeish zish if her husband is in the city. Rashi says that in this circumstance you don't get malchus to be stafi mibal the hashta asi. She's afraid of her husband. She thinks he's going to come any moment. So Rav Shach and the Avi Ezri of points to this Rashi and he wonders if indeed the woman is afraid her husband is coming, so she's not going to be neutral. So why is it Aser? So Rav Shach must be there's an Iser Atzmi. Must be there's an Iser Atzmi, it's an independent Iser, even though there's no real Chash that she'll be neutral right now, there's still an Iser. Now, you could say, explain Rashi that there's it's all based on Chashpia, but it's based on Chashpia in the future. If she right now she's not going to be neutral, her husband's here. But then when her husband goes away in 2 weeks on a business trip, then she'll take advantage. Yeah, but this is kind of like, you know, gets them excited and you know, leads the way. So you could say it like this. But if you say it's a Chashpia now, says Rav Shach, what's Pran Rashi? There's no Chashpia. It's a question of Baal Be'ir, according to Rashi. So it says the Chashpia. Now it's hard to understand Kasher Lavin Rashi. Now the truth is, other Rishonim argue with Rashi. So you might say the other Rishonim hold that it's based on Chashpia right now, and it's not Chashpia, so it's Heter Gomor. But according to Rashi Shita, that it's finally it's on the Heter Gomor, it makes sense to say it's Iser Atzmi, or at least it's a Chashpia in the future. Now it's not so Muchrach. Because let's leave it. I should point out that the Tzavtas Penech makes this point also. The Tzavtas Penech on the Rambam, the Raga Shomer, Tzavtas Penech. So he claims that the Isser of Yichud, he actually says there are two dinim. We're going to see a little later. Two dinim. If you look down in source number 10, I'll just right now mention it. In source number 10, the Emes Kamdin Yichud, Kamkin Yish Priyizki Dre Isurim. There are two Isurim. Echem Shum Dehavi Geder Kirva, Vashem Shum Chash Takala. The second one is the Chash Bia. The first we call Geder Kirva. There's an inherent Isser, independent Isser of Kirva Larais. But what he goes on to say, what I don't have here on the sheet, is that the chash takala applies both to the man and the woman, but the inherent iser of kirva l'arayas is only an iser on men. That's what he suggests, and he wants to learn that in Rashi because Rashi says that by the in choshin labishum yichud lahalkos you don't get malkos to mistafi mibal hashtasi because she's afraid her husband's going to come, so she won't agree. Says the Rav Shavar, what do you mean halkos? The Gemara says you never
give malchus tenacious ish. We don't want to motzi laz on the children. So he says, no, we're talking about the man. So we give malchus to the man. So there's an isser on the man to be in the stack of the ishes ish, even though it's by the beard, it's still an isser, l'chatchila. We don't give him malchus. But the whole isser is only on the whole din. Basically, the Rosh Hashanah says there are two halachas. The chashbia applies to a woman also, and by the beard doesn't apply. The isser applies only to the man. And the isser is an isser atzmi of kirbal arayis. That's what Rosh Hashanah says.
Side. Where is the Yehoshim law? Law referring to the woman or law referring to the situation?
I think the situation. Another nafkamina. We know there are gimel chamuros, the three cardinal sins that a person is supposed to give up their life rather than violence. Gilul arayis, shvichas dam, and marazah. As machoket and rishonim, what does gilul arayis include? For example, chibul ganishuk. Is that also Yagel Yavam? To kiss, to hug an ish's ish? So the Ramban, another genre, think that that's included in Yagel Yavam. That you have to give up your life, not to be nishuk, even in a Vizrayu Darayas. Vizrayu Darayas. So the question can be asked, what's the halach of a yichud? Is yichud of Arayos included in a Vizrayu Darayas, which according to some Rishonim, is Yagel Val Yavam? So if you look here, in source number 6, there's a parish of the Zer Zohar and the Isser V'Hetar Aruch. The Isser V'Hetar Aruch we usually learn in Kashrus, in Yerodeh. At the very end, he has a simen on Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, Shabbos. So there, in the parish of the Zer Zohar on the Isser V'Hetar Aruch, simen and Tess, at the very beginning, the Zerzov claims that Yichud is not considered a Vizrayu Darayus. Read source number 6. I have a pashut of Lashitas Haran, who is the Ime, according to the Ran, according to the Ramban, who think that Vizrayu Darayus, Zerayu Galiavor, Ein V'Yichud Mishim Avizrayu Tegil Arayus. Yichud is not considered a Vizrayu Tegil Arayus. After a time, Yishum De'isr Yichud Lav B'inyan Arayus Ksiva, Rak Miki Yisiska Achicha Benimecha Nach. It's a very interesting Raya. He says, listen, how do we know Yichud's Asr? Yeah, it's a Raya Rabbanan, but there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chavalah, I have it later here on the sheet, after source number 8, Ozvav, there's no number there, but Yichud Araisa, and it brings a drasha about Mesis. Mesis is when somebody tries to convince somebody else to Avodah Zarah, and the tzir described in the Torah is that when, you know, your close relative, a son, right? Your half brother tries to convince you to do Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean your half brother? Only your half mother from your mother, not your half brother from your father. A son can live with his mother, but other arayas shouldn't live together. So that pasuk is found in Sefer Dvarim. It's nothing to do with arayas. Says that there's of the whole makor for yichud is nothing to do with the parshas of arayas because it's not of Yisrael arayas. So it also might be talking about chakira, namely yareg ba'al ya'avor. So if you learn like this, that it's chashbir right now. So then you might say what? That is of Yisrael. But if it's just it's an atzmi, or it's a chashmi in the future, you might say that's not included in of Yisrael Darayas. A chashmi in the future might be, but certainly if it's an atzmi, it might not be included, certainly as the Zohar says, because it's in order from a different parasha, not in the parasha of Akimos and Kedoshim, the parashas of Arayas. And it's a Kiddush, but that's what he suggests. Okay. Another nachmina. How old does the woman have to be included in the Isra of Yichud? So the Ram writes Beirush. Then until the girl is 3 years old, they're not even talking about it. She's not a bas via. There's no halachic maisa of via for a girl who's under 3 years old. So Aruch HaShulchan is a very, very big Kiddush. Look at verse number 7, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the woman is married when she's below 3 years old, the girl. the child. Her father accepted the kedushin for her when she was 2 years old. So she's an ish. So the Aruch HaShulchan says there's an iser yichud. Miu yitino kas kitsha avia asu lisaki ima haredina kishas ish. Assuming the Torah in chiluk bein ruuya in ruuya. Even if she's not ruuya labia, she's less than 3 years old. Still, there's an iser. It's a very, very big chiddush of Aruch HaShulchan. I think the Aruch HaShulchan might be learning that it's around to me. If it's a chash bia, so lechora, there's nothing to talk about. Right, Katana, Chusa, Migimel, and she's Ish is Ish. So if you say it's a Chashbiya, it's for sure Mutter, which is the Pashtus. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's Aser. L'chora, he's either learning that it's her Atzmi or it's a Chashbiya in the future. You're Miyachin with her when she's 2.5, maybe you're Miyachin with her when she's 3. Again, it's very, very Chiddush because a Katana who's Chusa Migimel, who's not an Ish is Ish, even he holds Mutter. Dabi was gozer on Pnuya. So apparently he wasn't gozer on Pnuya less than 3 because it's, you know, very unlikely. But for Ish Tish, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's Doraisa potentially, again if you hold Yichus Doraisa by Arias, so then he's Mach. That fits, I think, with this Shishit Tzad that it's Ratzmi or Chashash in the future. Another Nachmina. What about yichud with a woman who's mutter to you now, but she'll be usher to you if you're boiler? So there's different tziurim with this. If, for example, let's say a person divorces his wife, almanat, she never sleeps with somebody. So it's a question of that type of get works. You know, maybe it's a shiur on the get, but let's assume the get works. You're divorced, almanat, you never marry Ruben. So the question is, can this woman now be miyachud with Ruben? The woman's divorced. But if she sleeps with Reuven, so retroactively she'll be an Ishes Ish. So, if you look here, the Tzari Yosher, Shimon discusses a similar type of case, not exactly the same case. He writes, V'nira el yastaiti b'zidara chadash, b'ezes shem yisparach. D'inei masha asra Torah yichud im arayas shalei yavol iserbiya. Torah asra arayas, the yichud with arayas, it shouldn't come to iserbiya. He's discussing a different case where a father might be a kaddish katana, she will become an erva. If right now she's not an arayas, no iser. Well, came the yichud who machmas bia yishlomer the kavanas of Torah b'zeh shakol isha she habia she tavo achar a yichud tia beisur erva neser lano a yichud. Maybe she's going to be omedes l'kach. She's going to become an arayah soon. Maybe there should be an iser. Av shalom ba achar kach lebe bia avar b'zeh isur Torah al yichud levan. So it's a similar Rebbe Hakira, and I think it could be talay in this question that I'm raising. So we have here. Isha Shatease Erva Alibeabia or Akarzman. So let's talk about the first case I discussed, the woman who was Mugreshus al Tana. So, is there an Isser to Miyachud with her? She's divorced, she's single, Minatara, let's say. Is there an Isser to Miyachud with her? She's a Pnuya now, a Grusha. But if you have Bia with her, you're going to end up, she'll end up being an Ishish on my friend. So if Yichud is Nesar because of the Chash Bia, so Lachor should be Aser. Whereas if it's an Iser Atzmi, so this woman is not an Ishish Ish. She's right now, she's a Grusha. So Lachor should be Mutter. Here, I think it splits. If it's the Chash Bia in the future, so maybe we should say it's Aser also. But I'm not 100% sure. It really depends on the Chash Bia with this woman, Chash Bia with a different woman, different ways of formulating that middle stuff. If you look at the next source, the Gemara Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph quoted before, it speaks about the fact that there's a remes al yichud min haTorah, a remes. So this is a big challenge in the Rishonim. Is there an iser yichud min haTorah by Raya's? Remes? Or no, remes just means it's not smachta, it's just a dindra rabbanan, you know, with a pasuk to somehow bolster it. So people will take it seriously or something like that. maybe the Rebbe has chosen this is really Ratzon HaTorah. Different understandings of what the point of Asmachta is. But either way, is there Yichud in HaTorah? So I was thinking like this: that if Yichud is all about Shash Bia, so usually didn't Rabbanon like that? It's Gzera, right? Is it the Raisa or Rabbanon? So you might say that if it's Akshash Bia, it's Rabbanon. Look, we have Gzera's in the Torah; it's possible, but usually Gzera's are Rabbanon. It's Akshash Bia. Chazal is concerned that if you're a miyach with a woman, you'll sleep with her. It's Gzera's Rabbanon. Whereas if it's Isser Ansmi, maybe it's Doreis. Totally not Mukhrach, I admit. Could we have a Gzera Doreisa? Could we have a Isser Drabanan that's Isser Ansmi? But I think it's really possible to suggest that. And the last Achmina for the section is the question of Yichud by the Chagilah. Is there an Isser Yichud by Chagilah? So this is a debate in the Achronim. The Rambam speaks about, we read the first source of the page, it's also to be yachid with arayas. But the Rambam Yachronim assumes there's an issur yichid by chayv lavin as well. So if we look here at source number 9, the Shuk Torah's Chesed, it says, Hainu Mishum, the Zosia, Dina Misvara, the came into Masha, also Torah, yichud arayas, Kadesh Loi, Yikoshel. The point of yichud, they shouldn't be nichshel in the issur right now. L'chachik Adam and Avera. Ain't Svara l'chalik being chayv increases chayv lavin. Therefore, it makes sense that it should apply to chayv lavin as well. It's not such an obvious Svara. Maybe the Torah was more concerned about Chayvei Krisus. But that's what he suggests. Torah's Chesed says, the whole point is what? We're worried they'll be Nichshol, so you have to answer Chayvei Lavin as well. So how did Torah's Chesed learn this, L'chora? I think it's a Chashash B'Asha, right? So it's answer. If you say it's an Atzmi, so what's an Isser Atzmi? Maybe only Dumyad, Ben, maybe it has to be Dumyad, the real Arayas that we learn the Halacha from. Maybe it would be Mutter, potentially. And this whole issue of Chagallah is very complicated because, there's another debate in the Bayan Rava if there's an Isser to have relations with Chagallah, maybe it's only Kiddush Ubal. If it's only Kiddush Ubal, what's only talking about? And if you just sleep with a Mavzeris, you're not married or made, it's no Isser. And that's why we pass it. So, why would you say it's Usser? The Torah's Chesed deals with that. And then there's the question, if you really think Chag Lavin and Usser, so a Pnuya, according to the Rambam, is the Isser of Leia Kodesh. So a Pnuya should be Usser of Leia Torah. We know Pnuya is only Isser of Rabbanah. So a lot of kashas on this Chag Lavin business, it's a whole discussion. But in terms of our issue, I think that it's an Atzmi. So you might say it's Mutter, because it's not a Rayas. Whereas if it's a Shami Koshel, you could say, like Torah's Chesed said, even though I don't think it's so obvious, but he says, listen, it's a practical halacha, we should be concerned about Chayim Lavin just like Chayim Krisus. If you look at source number 10, so this is source number 10 that I quoted before, he says there's really Tzvei Dinim, there are two Yisurim, when it comes to Yichud, there's an Isser of a Chashash Bia right now, which applies both to the man and the woman. And there's an inherent Isser, an Isser Atzmi, that applies only to the man, and Kedarko has a creative, Mahalach in trying to explain this. This is okay. So what we saw here is so far is whether or not the Isser of Yichud is a Chashash Bia right now, which is the Pashas, or is it Isser Atzmi, and I brought seven or so Nafkaminas to this question. I want to discuss now. Well, before we get to the second section, I should add that if it's a Chashash Bia, you have to ask yourself: is it a Chashash Bia that we're concerned about, or let's say a Chashash Bia Shmuelkadar? Chash Bia paper maids. We can analyze what exactly are we concerned about, what type of Bia. Which I'm not going to do right now, but there's more to discuss between the Chash Bia and what type of Chash Bia is it. But what I do want to discuss, which is I think very similar, is whether or not the Chash Bia is a Chash Bia of Ratzon, namely Pitoy. They'll convince each other to be together. Or are we concerned about rape, onus? Pretty basic question. Are we concerned about Pitoy, or are we concerned about Onus? So the Binas Adam, which was written by the Chochmas Adam, and the Chochmas Adam has footnotes that he wrote himself, called the Binas Adam. So in Klal Kuf Chavav, in the Binas Adam, it's post Tazayin, he raises this Chachira, V'hinei, Taima Shal Yichud, source number 11. Yeshlamar, always from the Chashin Hashem, Yavu Aleb, Onus, maybe we're worried the man will rape the woman. Oh, Yishomer, we're not worried about rape.
Dinyanes azai hi tikala, the woman's gonna, you know, go to the police. Al kol panim yekav busha, at least he'll be embarrassed. Onesh miserim izeh elachov shash shemet isratza. The concern is that maybe the woman will, you know, get together willingly with this man. It's interesting that the tshuva he has over in the footnote, he wonders, now that we have laws against rape, maybe there should be no sort of yichud. That's his question, and the whole question is based on this assumption, maybe yichud is a function of rape. He's actually dealing with goyim over there. If there's an isur to be sacked with a goy, because the goy won't want to rape you, because he'll get punished by the authorities. Which is an interesting question. He points to a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, you know, but it's not a Beis Aleph, where the Yerushalmi has two deyas with the isur yichud with a goy. Is that a concern that the goy is going to rape the woman, or the goy is going to convince her? So it's not clear if it's exactly the same by a Jew. You might say that by goyim we're more concerned about rape, and we're less concerned about, you know, pitui, because maybe the woman, the Jewish woman, might not want to, you know, be involved in that way with a goy. But if we assume they're the same, it's already a shayla in the Yerushalmi. If it's not, it's a parallel question that we can ask. You could, by Jews, is it a chashash ones or is it a chashash pitui? Okay. So I just want to nachminas to this question. First is the question, the heter of Bailavir. The Gemara says, as we mentioned before, Kedushin Pei Aleph, that Bailavir, Nechoshin, you're allowed to be Misiach. Again, according to Moshe Shon, it's a heter Komer, according to Rashi, it's a Yisrael Chathchila. But let's assume, like Rashi, like Moshe Shon, there's a heter of Bailavir. It's a heter Komer, you can be Misiach of the woman, her husband's wife. So Rashi said over there that we're afraid, that the woman's afraid that her husband's going to show up, so she's not going to do anything. What is Rashi assuming? The chash onesh or chash ratzah?
Sounds like
a ratzah, right? Rashi says it's mistah. But if it's a question of ones, how is it going to help? The fact that this woman is afraid of her husband is very nice, but the man can still rape her just the same. So what could he say? Maybe the man is also afraid. That's the Bina Adam suggests. Maybe the man thinks the husband's going to show up and he's going to shoot him. So it could be, again, it could be, before I was reading the Rashi, is saying that it's all referring to the man. That's how the Rogoshev read it. That the man doesn't get malchus because the man is afraid. The Pashas in Rashi is that the woman is afraid. The Mistifibi Baal, Hashtasi. I don't know, passions. That's usually people assume that the woman is afraid. So if you assume only the woman is afraid, so the Yichud Bechara is a question of Ratzon. The woman's not going to agree. She's afraid of Ratzon. If you assume that the Chashash of Yichud is a Chashash of Ones, then you have to say the Boel is also afraid. The man is also afraid of the husband. The Boel is afraid of the Baal.
Why? You need another raper. If they'd be a Baratzon, then the husband also be upset.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's... Won't the husband...
This is a heter. There's a heter. Why is there a heter? So Rashi says the woman is afraid. Let's assume that's what Rashi means. So that makes sense with Ratzon. If the issue is one of ones, so l'chara, the man, the boel can still be honest her. Who cares that she's afraid? So maybe that is it, that he's also afraid of the husband. That's what I'm suggesting.
No, but wouldn't he also be afraid of the husband if he'd be a baratzon? Like, wouldn't the husband be upset also?
Of course, but I think that if it's baratzon, they're going to try to hide it. So what do you...
if a man is ma'anis the woman,
right?
How's the husband going to find out?
He's going to show up.
Okay, and if it would be a baratzon...
He doesn't show up, so what are you saying? Therefore,
so like either way, meaning... Lav dafka, that if the husband is the one who's afraid, then it's anti bonus. Even if it's Barazzo and the husband should be afraid, that not the husband, the man should be
right,
afraid.
Right, okay, no, I agree with you. But if it's Barazzo, as long as one priority is afraid, so it's not going to happen. There's a heter of Bailavir. So here you can just say the woman is afraid, and still is a heter. If the chashash is honest, you have to say they're both afraid. That's what I'm saying.
Okay? The Pinchas Adam says this. If you look at source number 12, as I mean, conclusion, Isha Rival Ear, in Koshim Shum Yukud, because of Ram Vaswak, we should aim as Baila Alea. The own is my Mahani aim as Baila. When we Rashi, the cause of this stuff, Mistafi Baal, Hashta Asi, aim Lochiak, the Ishlomer, the Rotsalomer, the Boa Mistafi. So basically, all I'm saying is that if you learn that it's a Hash Onas, you have to see the husband, the man is puzzled for it. That's what I'm saying. I should just mention before I continue that this chakir is not necessarily mutually exclusive. It could be Chazal or the Torah was worried both of onus and ratz. Because it's only ratz, because it's only onus, or you could say it's both. Another interesting question, halacha lemaisa, is there an isur yichud with a girl who's like, 6 years old? Now, practically, she's a batzvia. Halachically, she's a batzvia. But practically, nobody's going to have relations with her. She's not going to get tahara to be with, a man. So if the man would be with her, she'd probably be very unhappy. She'd probably tell her parents, they'd call the police, etc. So this is it seems to be the debate between the Rambam and the Torah. If we look at the Bach here, source number 13, the Rambam speaks about less than 3 years old in Mutter. It sounds like more than 3 years old Sasser. The Torah is Mashmidit. It doesn't say anything about that. So the Bach writes the second line. Venira de Rabbeinu, the tour, was severely like Rambam. Doesn't only like Rambam. The time without the chazin da filu bas hey uvas vav ena moseres as mobia. A girl who's 5 or 6 years old is not going to jump into bed. El afilu ruuya lebia shari lisiachis. You can be misiachin with a girl who's 6 years old. Ad zman she moseres as until she has the yitzhara for tashmish. The hainu bas tes. He assumes that would be 9 years old. Miu the Ram Sphere, etc. The Victana Shiru Ilobia, but Logdola, Ima, of the Inamaser's Aswil via Marats and Hoshin Shema Yavo Aleba Ones. So the Bach says that this is this question of whether or not you can be Mizyaki with a Kitana, Sheena, Eina Munyanet. Kitana was no Yitzhar for Arias, for Bia, is there a Heter. So the Rambam says it's Aser, and the Torah says it's Mutter. So, why does it say Torah? Why does the Torah say it's Mutter? Because it's Chash Ratzon, and there's no Ratzon for a girl 6 years old. But the Rambam says it's Aser. Why is it Aser? So the Bas says, why is it Aser for the Rambam? Shema Yovel Levonis. If we're Levonis, it makes sense that it should be Aser because after all, she is a Bas Bia, and the husband, the man, could be the Aniser.
How long is it we hold?
I don't know what we hold. I assume we probably are machmir, but I don't know for sure.
Right, so if you're old, a man's over bar mitzvah, you can't be with a girl who's like 5.
Even if the guy, the boy is 9. This is an issue.
Really?
If the boy is 9, it's bas bia, no?
They're only ones here.
Are you saying there's no issue if he's 9? I don't know.
A 9, right? A 9-year-old boy, a 3-year-old girl.
I'm not sure. And this is an issue if they have boys, they have a 10-year-old boy, and you have a babysitter. And she's like, it's 15. So it's not so passionate, because Lachara, it's a youth, because he's already, he's...
A boy is from 3 years old?
A boy is from 9.
9, okay.
Yeah.
Right, so I think it's 9.
The question here is when, she's 5 or 6, so she's doesn't need Sahara for these things. I don't know, you can argue that the same cheshbon Bach is making, you might apply to a 10-year-old boy. I don't know, a 10-year-old boy is Yitzhar of Arias, I don't know. But maybe they do, but I don't really know. Okay. Fine. Lemaisa, it's not enough, Mina. If you look at source number 14, the Drisha has a very interesting discussion. The Drisha also wonders whether or not this is a question of rape versus Ratzon. And he wants to say it's a machlokas between the Rishonim. Again, the Bach also said that a second ago. But the Drisha points to the sheet of the Raya. The Gemara says in Kedushin that when you're traveling, it's not enough to have 2 men, you need 3 men. Why do you need 3 men? Usually, there's only Yukud once there's a shulman, once there's another man. But the Gemara says if they're traveling, we're worried one guy's going to go into the bathroom and he'll leave the woman and the man together. The Rabbi says that's true not just when you're traveling, it's true every night. And during the night time, we're worried if there's only 2 men, one will fall asleep and there'll be a problem with Yichud. That's what he suggests.
And others don't bring down this, don't agree with this rabbi. Drisha says, if you look at number source 14, the Yishlomer, the rabbi, l'chur chayish l'zeh, shami yifatena. The rabbi is the only Risha who holds that the concern is rotzen, shami yifatena, he'll convince her. While Shara Mechamrim, shul yizkiru hai dina, the v'layla tzarek shlosh, the other Rishonim don't mention this idea that 93. Sfirah, the lochay shinan shamet tefuta. We're not concerned about convincing. Ela yavo alesh l'rtzona. We're not concerned about Ratzon, according to Rishonim, we're concerned about rape. Shalom l'ratona. And if she is raped, she's going to be embarrassed, and she'll, you know, cover it up because she's embarrassed. He already raped her. So the way the Trisha understands the machlokas between the Rav and other Rishonim is the other Rishonim are concerned about rape, and the Rav is concerned about Ratzon. So number three, kind of plays out in this case. To think about. Namely, you have two people at night. So, two people at night, what's the concern? One is going to fall asleep. So, the rabbi says, Asher, you need a third person. And others are going to say, no, it's not a problem. So, I think the way it works, if I'm mistaken, so if the concern is Ratzon, so one guy falls asleep, so the other two are going to be next. But if it's a question of rape, what's going to happen? This guy's sleeping on the couch. So, there's one man and one woman. The man tries to rape the woman, what's she going to do? She'll scream, so there's no concern of rape. If I remember correctly, that's how it works out. Either way, it's foolish in here in the Trisha that the rabbi holds we're worried about pitoy, and the other Rishonim hold that the concern is ones and not pitoy. We're not concerned about pitoy, which is interesting because I mentioned before, is it both or is it one to the exclusion of the other? The way the Trisha is learning is that the Rishonim holds only ones. We're not worried about pitoy. If it has to be, I think the pashtus says that we're concerned about rotten. That's, I think, the impression you get when you learn the sugyas. The Drisha thinks that most Rishonim hold, except for the Ravid, the concern is only one of owners. You could say the concern is both, as I mentioned. Another question, practical halacha lemaisa question, what's the shear of Yichud? So the Gemara in Sota speaks about the shear of Yichud after Kinyan Stira. The man warned his wife not to go to Yichud with another man. So the shear is the amount of time it takes to have relations. Very, very short amount of time. Amount of time it takes to cook an egg. Basically, it's a few minutes. People take off their clothing and to be nechshu. But when it comes to the yichud of somebody who you didn't have kinyan to deal with, so Rav Moshe writes, source number 5, that the shear is also kedei l'ratzosa, unless it's somebody you have a pre-existing relationship, unless it's like your girlfriend. Somebody you don't know, v'im'ein kaspah, he doesn't have a pre-existing relationship. So it's man kedei l'ratzosa, you have to have time in order to convince her. Tahamasha b'stira b'sota, the fact that by stira b'sota we say it's just a shirbiya, that's because it was already kinu and stira. And maybe she was in strates before the stira. Aval hacha, third line, if you don't really know her, you know her a little bit, you have to convince the woman. She's not going to just, you know, 1, 2, 3, v'nikshon. Even if the woman is very willingly going to agree, it takes longer than just the ma'aseh b'yeh. You have to, you know, talk to her nicely and try to convince her. After Prutzos, after Nashi Nochrios, after Ein Choshes Lisurin, in Mizanos Tastam Inchi, Ela Pidurizi. Most people require a certain amount, you know, of foreplay. No, they're not going to just, you know. So what's Rav Moshe assuming? What's the concern? Onus or Ratzon? It's a question of Ratzon, says Rav Moshe. And therefore you need a shear of Ritzui, the shear to convince her. If the concern is ones, so lachara, 2 minutes, whatever the shear bia is. 1, 2, 3, they should be in this or yichud. So lachara is just rak shear bia. Rak shear bia as opposed to shear of ritzui. Okay. Interesting question, source number 16, the Marsham, has the following question. Woman doesn't want to go to mikvah. She's in a fight with her husband. It's a terrible thing to
it's a little fight. You should work them out. Go to a psychologist, therapist. But she refuses to admit. She's using it as a, leverage. So, is there an issue with your wife? She refuses to go to bed. So, we know that by a regular nida, there's no issue for a husband to interact with his wife who's a nida. The question is in Ksuba stuff, Dalit, that if they haven't had relations yet, the chasan, there's an issue. But once they were together, we allow the husband and wife to live together, even if she's a nida. So, this is my Sham, Mechtavoy Giani. Al das she lost of Ishish and Kazakh Shani, she ain't wrote so to call in a few years, she doesn't want to make a wow. When she shaka call Yamea Machmas Rishos, Imutu Labaila Sakhim, can the husband stay in the same room with her if she won't go to him? He and his daiti had a partial to Osir. It's Osir to be Yakin with her. I am sure the Mikri Yesh lo pas basala, because usually the reason the husband can be Yakin with his wife, because he knows, otodot, in 2 weeks, maximum, she'll be able to go to him. Lama Moredes, the Marsham claims that a husband can't be misyakid with his wife if she's not going to go to mikvah. She's refusing to go to mikvah. So, Eina wrote the Taher. Is there a heter of Yichur, an Isser of Yichur? Marsham says it's Asser. So, the Pashtun is the Marasham holds that we're worried about Ones. Worried about Ones. Usually a husband can control himself because he knows that, oh, it's not, you're going to make. Here, he won't be able to control himself. If the issue is Ratzon, they'll do it willingly. So if she wants it, what's she going to do? If she wants to sleep with her husband, what's she going to do? She'll go to Mikvah. So, okay, you could argue because maybe she wants him now and she has to wait another 7 days. But the Pasha says if it's Ratzon, it's Rimotar. Whereas if it's Ones, what the Marsham is saying, it's more understandable. The Marsham in that same Shuvah deals with a different case where a woman, for medical reasons, can't be Niteres. Meaning she has some type of Makala, she can't be Niteres. Makala, whatever it is. So you actually, you can Mechalik in these cases. You might argue that should be Asur Kulyam. Meaning, because even if they both want, there's no way for her to be Niteres. So maybe us will cool down. But the tzir that I described a minute ago, where the woman doesn't want to go to mikvah, not that she can't, she doesn't want to. So lechora is a chash of ratzon, so she can decide to go to mikvah. And she would know it's a yichud. She would be like a regular husband with his wife who's a nida. Whereas if it's a chash of ones, maybe it should be us. And last in afkamin, which isn't so muchrach, halacha lemaisa, unfortunately. A person I know who's a rabbi in the States was asked the following question by a congregant who is single, whose male roommate came out of the closet. And he was asked if he's allowed to remain roommate of this man who's part of the Mishka Zachar. Does he have to be concerned of an Isser Yichud? That was the question that was posed. The Gemara says explicitly in Kedushin that we're not to be Yisrael, that there's no Isser Yichud by Jews, because Jews aren't part of the Mishka Zachar, but this fellow is. He's claiming that he's homosexual. So this rabbi asked Rav Schechter, and Rav Schechter thought it was telling his chakir. He said, if it's a function of Ratzon, so the likelihood of the straight roommate, jumping in the bed with the homosexual is very unlikely. But if it's a function of Ones, maybe we should be concerned that the roommate will rape. His homosexual roommate will rape his roommate. Rav Schechter didn't want to paskin. He actually asked, he was at Zmutter, but he asked that he ask other rabbanim when he came here to Israel. And he asked, I don't want to say his name, he asked the Sun Gadol. And the Gadol was just so taken by this question, he's like, ask somebody else. So I wasn't sure when he told it over, but he just, because he was wanting machmer, he didn't want to say something to rabbanim. If they wanted machmer, they'd say ask somebody else. But the way he said it to me, it sounded more like he just was so disgusted by the question. He's like, you have nothing else to ask me. But I'm not so sure that what Shaka said is true. Meaning, Shaka wants to say, here, Mishkov Zachar. So if it's a question of rock punishing mutter, the question of Ones should be Osir. I don't think it's so much on both accounts. Namely, are we really choshish for Ones by a man? Meaning, to be honest, a woman, you know, physically, generally, women are weaker. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that if the woman is very strong, so maybe there's no chash onus by a goy. Can a woman tackle with a goy? So if she's a chashuva, she's an important woman, or she's a strong woman. So the, it seems like from the Gemara that maybe there's no issur yichud in that circumstance. The Gemara Chavhei Biz Avodah Zarah. So I'm not so sure. And even if there is a chash onus by a woman, maybe by a man, you know, the guy will fight back. So I'm not so sure that's so pashut. In terms of this idea that since he's straight, there's no shash of ratzon, I'm also not so sure about that, because the Gemara says, well, naturally so, that the Jews aren't nechshol in the zaver, generally speaking. But here you have a person, he's came out of the closet. He is open homosexual. So maybe he'll be trying to convince somebody else. Part of the condition, from what I understand, is that people, it's like a thing. It's like, I understand, yeah, that I'm not an expert in this at all, but like, you feel a sense of belonging, and you'll try to convince the other person to be neutral. So, again, I'm not arguing with the psak, I think it makes sense to say it's mutter, but I'm just saying, in terms of telling on the hakira, I think it can go both ways. Rav Shekhar was saying that if it's within ratzon, it's mutter, if it's an onus, it's atzer. I'm saying maybe pum parker, maybe within onus, it's mutter, because we're not worried about onus. But maybe in ratzon, maybe there's a chash that'll try to convince him, although even though it's hard to imagine a person will be convinced, but again, there are people, there's a certain amount of elasticity, and some people go both ways, so maybe there should be a concern of, pitui. Just to conclude, it's possible there are spedinim here, maybe sometimes we're worried about ratzon, sometimes we're worried about ones. So, I mentioned before that there's a shayla if you could ask him in a Torah. It says remez. We know for as a fact that there is a Xerez Rabbanan by Paname Pluya. That's the Rambam here, source number 17. Sheira Maisa Amnon Vitamar Gazar David Vestino al Yichud Pnuya. Amnon rapes Tamar, and the Benson of David made a Xerez. So, if I ask you, are they Tzvei Dinim? You might say, Yichud Rabbanan is patterned after the Xerez. After the mice of Anantama, that was the mice of Onus. So you might say, Bidrabanan, Panapnuya, we're worried about Onus. That's what the mice, that's why they made the Xavier. Amnon raped Tamar. He raped Tamar. So if Amnon raped Tamar, it makes sense that we're worried about Onus. The case of Arias Minatara, of Yukon Minatara, is learned from the Pasuk of Kigisischa. When you, context there is basis where a relative tries to convince you to do a Zara, tries to convince you to do a Zara. Now, the truth is, the fact that he's convincing you to do a Zara has nothing to do with the diuk in the pasuk. The pasuk says the mother and the son are there, and that means you can yak with your mother, but you can't yak with other rabbis. But the context of the parasha is one of convincing. So the Binas Adam makes this diuk, again, it's a remes, it's not really a diuk in the puzzle, it's more of a remes. But emes hachi mashma, source number 18, because the alfinan ki asischa, mashma shata mishum hasata. So maybe, Binas Adam suggests, maybe the Isra of Yichud on a direct level is one of hasata, we're concerned that one party will convince the other, whereas the Isra of Yichud on a drabbana level might be one of ones patterned after the mice of David and Tomer. Likewise, Yichud of a Jew and a Goy, or a Yisrael Parutz, and Yisrael Kosher, meaning maybe by Yisrael Kosher, we're not worried about Onus. Onus, you have to really be, a guy, or Yisrael Parutz, maybe we're worried he's actually an Anis, a woman. But by Kosher Jews, they're not going to be Nechshon on Onus, but maybe, if they're there, together, they might be Nechshon. Other suggestions, to the Chalik, the Rabbi Traver as a Kiddush, he says that the Isser and the Torah is only if they live together, not if they're just there for a minute in a room, meaning a few minutes in a room. It's only Bikfius. Isser and the Torah is only Yichud Bikfius, which is a Kiddush. Most disagree. So, trying the Chalik, it's hard to know, meaning maybe if the Isser is one of Ratzon, so it's Isser of Kfius. Whereas if the Isser is one of Onus, they're just for a short time. There's a chash onus. Although maybe if they live together, one might honest, the other one. It's hard to know. But there are different halachim to try to suggest that there's tzvei dinim in this Isser. Okay.
Sure.